USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's president says 300 women and children have been rescued from a steel plant in Mariupol. In a late-night video, President Zelensky saying efforts were still underway to rescue the Ukrainian fighters trapped inside the plant, but said it would be extremely difficult. Three United States tourists have died at a resort in the Bahamas after falling ill. Officials of the Atlantic Island Nation confirmed, and another was airlifted to a hospital for treatment.
A lady was seen at the clinic and subsequently flown into New Providence. She's at the Princess Margaret Hospital receiving care.
Health Minister Michael Darvall speaking to Eyewitness News Bahamas. Acting Prime Minister Chester Cooper issued a statement saying police are investigating and the cause of death was unknown, though foul play was not suspected. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
Before I started taking Balance of Nature, I was so exhausted, and they found nothing wrong. Everything was good, just no energy. For years, I was so worn out. Well, I want to tell you, Balance of Nature has been so good for me. I'm 84 years old, and I feel like I'm 30. I want to scream with happiness. I feel like I'm 30 years old now. So I want to thank Balance of Nature for everything, because this has been the best thing I've ever done.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
New research shows that 7 hours sleep per night is the ideal amount in middle and old age. The study, published by a professor at China's Fudan University, found that too much or too little sleep was associated with a variety of issues. Those included less of an ability to pay attention, remember new information, and make decisions. Getting 7 hours of sleep was also linked to better mental health. However, the study did note some older adults may sleep more poorly due to genetic makeup, brain structure, or other underlying health conditions. A federal grand jury has indicted the man accused of shooting 10 people on a New York subway. The Brooklyn judge returned the 2-count indictment against Frank James Friday. As a result, the 62-year-old James now faces the additional charges of carrying out a terrorist attack against a mass transit system. This is USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 6. Americans spend over $90 million weekly on bingo. Why? When you can play Bingo Treasure for free. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. All free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry. Free accounts are limited.
The NFL is hoping a lawsuit filed by a coach can be handled without a trial.
NFL coach Brian Flores' lawsuit regarding racist hiring practices against the National Football League and 6 of its teams could be forced into arbitration. Judge Valerie Caproni felt the side should settle, but they declined to do so. Now she's going to have to determine whether or not to send the case to arbitration.
Guys who have been fired, you know, that signed a release, so they literally can't come on. On a discrimination lawsuit. I mean, think about that for a second. You sign this release so you can get your money, and in doing that, you can't file a discrimination lawsuit.
Brian on the podcast, I Am Athlete, is currently an assistant coach at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if it goes to arbitration, the arbitrator in one of the biggest racial discrimination cases in league history would be Commissioner Roger Goodell. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Country music legend Mickey Gilley has died at the age of 86. His death announced Saturday by the mayor of his hometown of Pasadena, Texas. Gilley had 39 top 10 hits and 17 number ones. He was also a cousin to rock and roll pioneer Jerry Lee Lewis and evangelist Jimmy Swaggart. The NBA playoffs continue Sunday with the Dallas Mavericks hosting the Phoenix Suns and the Philadelphia 76ers playing host to the Miami Heat. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.